Just when you think the theater season is closed at Indiana University, a rare surprise appeared. The Department of Theater and Drama's Murray McGibbon, with South African actor Stephen Gurney as the wizard Prospero, along with IU students and other guests, revisit Shakespeare's The Tempest in the Wells Metz Theater. It begins and ends dramatically in a magic circle with Prospero at the center of the entire cast. Although it's a production that seemed somehow fragmented and didn't quite seem to get me, still, during the rest of the brief 2 hours, there was plenty of action, and the resources of the Wells Metz and the creativity of director McGibbon, lighting designer John Aller Heiligen, and sound designer Sinethema Mikanya and Carmen Dwight very much on display. The original of this production of The Tempest was in South Africa 2 years ago. The current show boasts 3 IU students and 3 South Africans from the cast. Alison Bloom is the magician's graceful daughter Miranda. Michael Aguirre is the innocently smitten young Ferdinand, and Carmen White is the savage and deformed slave Caliban were the IU veterans. Blondolzi Zondi as the athletically airy spirit Ariel, Rinaldo Moody as the drunken butler Stefano, and Sinethema Mikanya as the graceful lead spirit Iris were the original group of South African actors. In the IU production, Prospero's telling of his story to his daughter Miranda begins on a sunny beach. I'm not quite sure how that pair of aluminum lawn chairs and plastic picnic cooler appeared on the island, but it had a nice low-key domestic touch. Later, when Prospero had beached the ship of his enemies with a dramatic storm, the bedraggled wretches showed up with their dutiful lord lugging a heavy suitcase and a nicely emblematic set of golf clubs. The wretches, all from IU, included Tyrone Van Tattenhove and Brian Bradshaw as the usurper and villain, with Kelly Lusk as the honest old counselor who sought to foil their plot, Kevin Sheehan as a relative innocent, and Joseph Arellano was the dutiful lugger of the luggage. The zanies of The Tempest were a mixed group, South Africa's Rinaldon Moodley as the drunken butler Stefano and IU's Carmen Dwight as Caliban reprising their roles, and they were joined by IU's Brian Landisman as the jester Trinculo. The three spirits, wonders of Prospero's Island, were IU's Anna Rose Hyman and Anna Sullivan, led by South African Sinethema Mikanya. As they almost magically appeared with graceful movement and singing, they were indeed what Shakespeare called such stuff as dreams are made on. At the play's conclusion, Prospero redrew the magic circle for his reconciliation, and the themes of redemption, forgiveness, and what it means to be human all come together. His final statement, "The rarer action is in virtue than in vengeance." Shakespeare's The Tempest, directed by Murray McGibbon with Stephen Gurney, plays May 6th through the 9th in the Wells Metz Theater. And you can find this in an interview with Murray McGibbon and Stephen Gurney on our website at wfiu.org. At the theater for you, I'm George Walker.